Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you again today as we're continuing along in the Gospels. I'm so glad to be with you when we think about what the world is coming to, and as we see the answers and everything that we look for found in the Gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray that you're studying God's Word and you're being blessed this day as we grow together. Well, we're going to pick it up where we were a couple of days ago. We're back in John chapter 7. We're at the feast as Jesus has now joined everybody there in Jerusalem and to enjoy the feast. But now we get to the end of the feast. As we read, it says in verse 37, "And then in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood up and cried, saying, 'If any man thirsts, let him come unto me and drink. The last day, the great day of the feast, would have been the eighth day of the feast. For the Feast of Tabernacle lasted 8 days. On that last day, the great day of feast, no doubt, there on the Temple Mount, if you could picture yourself up on the Temple Mount. Now, when you see the temple nowadays, the Temple Mount, you see the dome of the mosque there, that big golden dome and all that. But you have to picture this with the temple there now and all the people there, thousands of people assembled for the feast. It was one of those three major feasts in the Jewish calendar when all the adult males were required to come and present themselves before God. According to the historian Josephus, as many as 2.5 million people would gather in Jerusalem for these feasts during the time of Christ. So you can imagine this large multitude of the people up there on Temple Mount. What a great, exciting time. Now, there was a significant symbol action, significance of the what was being taken place each day of the feast. See, the priests would fill their water jugs at the Pool of Siloam and sing in the Hallel Psalms, ascending on the steps from the pool. The pool was down off of Temple Mount, and as they were coming up, they'd be singing these psalms, the Hallel Psalms, and before the people, they would pour out these jugs of water, letting them to splash upon the pavement there up on the Temple Mount within the temple. And that to remind the people that when their fathers were dying in the wilderness, God preserved them by this miraculous, tremendous miracle of giving water out of the rock at which they were, when it was smitten by Moses. I remember when Moses struck the rock, water came gushing out. And so water had a very important symbolic part of the Feast of Tabernacle. They realized that their fathers were about to be exterminated. But God preserved them and saved them by the water that came out of the rock. So Jesus, isn't this interesting? Jesus on this last day, the great day of the feast, cried, "If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink." See, the thirst that Jesus is referring to is not a physical thirst or even an emotional thirst, but that deep, deep, deep thirst in the spirit of man for God. Way down deep, and I believe in every man, there is that thirst, that need for a meaningful relationship with God. I don't care who you are or what your background is or where you where your lifestyle have led you to be, even right now, this day, as you're listening to that, listening to me speak. See, there's that deep thirst for God. You're very successful. Maybe we're successful in the entertainment business, or you have real estate, who knows? Or maybe you're one of the poorest people on the face of the earth. See, we all got this same need as we have that thirst to know God and to walk with God. And our lives always come up empty until that we come to that place where we have that meaningful relationship with God. And that's the deep, deep cry that's each and every one of us. Well, a classic example is this little gal at that well there in Samaria who was so smart, and she thought she was clever, and her answers with Jesus, until finally he removed her mask and he said to her, under her, he said, you've told the truth when you say you don't have a husband, because in reality you have five husbands, and the man you're presently living with, you know, you didn't even bother to get married. And so he ripped off that mask, that facade that she was putting on, and she said, sir, I perceive you're a prophet. And our fathers say we're to worship God in these mountains, and you say in Jerusalem, but where can I find God? Hey, deep down in every heart, there's that question, where can I find God? Man is thirsting in his spirits after God. That's the only place deep down that we have something in common with every man. It's that void that nothing can fill. Nothing can fill is satisfied until we have that quest met in knowing God and walking with God. We all now, of course, we try to fill that thirst with physical things, but that never works. I think one of the reasons behind the pleasure mania in the United States is people try to somehow satisfy that deep spiritual thirst within them. People try to satisfy that thirst with emotional experience, physical experience, that a lot of times leads into drug and alcohol and you name it. They're trying to fill that deep void within their heart. But yet Jesus said, if any man's thirst, let him come unto me and I will give you drink. And there you have the gospel in the simplest terms. That is, that's what the gospel is all about. For the man, that man who is seeking in his spiritual life, in his spirit, for a meaningful relationship with God, he will find it when he comes to Jesus Christ. You have that thirst deep inside. You need God. And I understand your need. Jesus is saying, come unto me, and I will give you to drink. And then Jesus went on and explained. Verse 38, he says, he that believeth on me, the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. What a beautiful picture when you go back when Moses struck the rock, and all of a sudden all this water comes rushing out, and everybody's, you know, has an abundance of water. Jesus is saying, come to me and drink, because I will fulfill the need in your life. I will fill that thirst. Not only will I fill that thirst, but I will cause your life to become like an overflowing cup. Can you picture that? You know, there are times they're getting more frequently. Maybe I'm getting, you know, a little bit older, but the time when God speaks to me and God touches my heart and just overwhelms my heart with His Spirit, it's almost like there's times where I just say, oh, Lord, this is so good. I can't handle it anymore. Where my cup overflows with His love and with His goodness. You know, John adds to his commentary. And so we have John in the Gospel of John where he explains what Jesus is talking about. And he explains after years of observation, he probably didn't know at that moment what Jesus was referred to. But later when the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the church and John began to have those overflowing experiences as Jesus was talking about, out of thy being shall flow rivers of living water, he wrote of the experience of the Holy Spirit after the Pentecost, and he said, and he's now able to give the reason why, where he says in verse 39, he says, this spake Jesus of the Spirit that was to be given to those that believe on him, for the Spirit was not yet given. So John makes a reference then, or makes a commentary, that Jesus was actually referring to the Holy Spirit. So until next time, I pray that this would be a blessing. And you might say, Pastor Terry, I want that gift of the Holy Spirit flowing forth from my heart and my life. I pray that you just open up your heart. You ask God to fill you. You ask God to just to, you know, put his Spirit upon you. And as you do, I believe you'll drink of that water, that living water, as you just simply believe in him and believe in the words that Jesus spoke to you. And so until next time, may God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.